This is roofing contractor editorial director Rick D'Amato, and D'Amato of the day is When the Going Gets Tough. The tornadoes that ripped through the nation's south and midsection in April and May were not only record-setting in scale and scope, but in terms of loss of life and, I suspect, loss of innocence. Our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to those survivors who must cope with their losses now and must face a lifetime of healing. Buildings and infrastructure can be rebuilt, but rebuilding the lives of people who have survived the terror of a near-death experience like a tornado will take years, and some will never heal completely. Now, while dealing with the very real losses in human terms, the survivors must summon the strength to deal with the rebuilding process while they somehow try to proceed with their lives, which includes going to work and raising children, and now trying to help others who may be even less fortunate. It was a cruel twist of fate that dealt a pair of blows to roofing manufacturer Tamco Building Products. The storms that ripped through Alabama on April 27, 2011, did significant damage to the Tamco roofing plant there. Then, a few short weeks later, Tamco's hometown of Joplin, Missouri, was hammered by another fierce, record-setting tornado. While a reported 25% of the town was decimated, the Tamco facilities consisting of manufacturing, distribution, and corporate offices were all spared. Thankfully, all of their people survived both storms. But living in Tuscaloosa and Joplin meant that nearly everyone there was affected, as friends, neighbors, and family members were not all so fortunate. So Tamco, a family business, has responded with significant gifts to the American Red Cross to aid in the recovery of both cities. I speculate that it is just the beginning of the financial aid and sweat equity they will contribute that will never be reported. The people of these communities, including our brethren with Tamco Building Products, will spend years working overtime to rebuild. People from surrounding communities have been pitching in from the very beginning to help with cleanup efforts. The federal government, which is all of us, has pledged assistance for as long as it takes to rebuild. So it will be done. But it will not be easy. I would not wish this kind of tragedy on any person, group of persons, or community. But it appears that the storms have stricken communities that are up to the challenges they must now face. And of all roofing companies to be slammed with damage and destruction in two communities in which they operate and call home, this family-owned and operated business seems somehow uniquely qualified to bear up to it. As a testimony to that, Tamco announced this week that the Tuscaloosa plant was back up and fully functional less than 1 month after the storm. Truly amazing, but not surprising.